Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The so-called experts tell us there is a crisis in infant and early childhood mental health. The academics, bureaucrats, and front groups for the pharmaceutical industry are promoting cradle-to-grave mental health screening, even in our youngest children. This would enable the government to take over the care of all children's mental health, and the most efficient way to do that is through the use of public schools. These bad ideas are propagated by a federal outfit called the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. 48 states and several territories have received federal grants to implement mental health screening. Minnesota received a federally funded grant to coordinate and integrate early childhood screening systems to assure that all children ages birth to 5 are screened early and continuously for the presence of health, socio-emotional, or developmental needs. An even more dangerous way of intervening in the mental health of young children is by the use of powerful psychiatric drugs. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association revealed a 300% increase in the use of these drugs in 2 to 4-year-old children between 1991 and 95. Yet the science behind the diagnostic criteria, the screening instruments, and the treatments is appallingly bad. There are no studies showing long-term safety of psychiatric drugs used on children or the effect on children's developing brains and bodies. 2 of the 3 classes of these drugs are under the FDA's stringent warnings for suicide and violence. They also interfere with learning, causing violence and neurological problems. What can be done to stop this unscientific and dangerous government invasion into the minds of our children? Parents, it's up to you. Parents must refuse to submit their children to any of these unscientific screenings and surveys.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he who laughs last thinks slowest, Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with Common Sense, and I forgot what I was talking about because I was trying to think about what I was going to discuss. Jeff and Beth think I am a cheapskate. No bout a doubt it. Looky here. If you guys worked for Tyson and had the responsibility that you have here, you'd be a gazillionaire. I was just looking at this thing today. Tyson's Foods, it's the largest United States meat producer, and I'd almost go so far as to say it's the largest meat producer in the world. I don't know that that's right, but I wouldn't know of any other country that would do as much as Tyson does. But anyway, they have increased the compensation of its chief executive, who is Richard L. Bond, fivefold. Mr. Bond took over from Mr. Tyson in May of 2006, and here's what he got this year as a bonus. Well, his whole thing here. He received $9.88 million, including a $1.2 million in salary and a $1.74 million bonus. Mr. Bond also received $3.49 million in stock options. Now, John H. Tyson is the grandson of the Tyson Corporation founder, and he is the chairman, and they cut him way back. He didn't get but $9.25 million in 2007. That included a salary of $1.17 million, $4.18 million in stock options, and then he got to use the personal company aircraft. That was valued at $968,398. And he also got $50,458 for country club membership dues. You'd think you could buy the whole country club for that, wouldn't you? I don't know. Anyway, Tyson Foods had a net income of $268 million for the year that ended September the 30th. And they feel so bad about the contracts that they have written with many of their chicken producers that they're going to divide that $268 million up among the contract holders that grow chickens for them. Do you believe that? No, I added the latter part. Anyway, Tyson's Foods net income was $268 million for the year that ended September the 30th. And to be a top executive there, hey, it pays pretty good. Anyway, Ammonium nitrate, and I first learned back in 1962, I was in southeast Missouri. It's the first time I had ever seen ammonium nitrate used to as dynamite. In other words, as an explosive. And they were blowing stumps out of Cypress place there in southeast Missouri. If I remember right, it was in Dunklin County, but I may not have been in Dunklin County. It was... There was some cypress stumps growing along a drainage ditch, and they were dynamiting them. They weren't dynamiting them. They were blowing them up with ammonia nitrate and diesel fuel. I'd never heard of that before, but it works. Well, George Bush, with his Homeland Security, doesn't want anybody blowing up any more stumps with ammonium nitrate and diesel fuel. So he signed a measure into law to regulate the sale of ammonium nitrate. He says it's cheap. Now, whoever thinks it's cheap hasn't been buying ammonium nitrate lately. But he said it's a cheap fertilizer that can be combined with fuel oil to create a powerful explosion. Under the new rules, the Department of Homeland Security will require that anyone who produces, stores, sell or distributes ammonium nitrate must register their facility and maintain records of sales. Buyers will be checked against a terrorist screening database. Vendors who fail to comply could be fined up to $50,000. And anyhow, they don't want ammonium nitrate to get into the hands of terrorists. So farmers now are going to be considered terrorists if they buy ammonium nitrate. No doubt about that. But you wonder why they don't do fuel oil the same way. Diesel fuel, you know, you can't blow up anything with ammonium nitrate unless you have diesel fuel or fuel oil. And if they're going to keep records on all of the ammonium nitrate, why not keep records on the fuel oil?
But they sell the fuel oil.
They sell the ammonium nitrate.
Well, right, but Bush kind of has a...
Oh, Bush sells the fuel oil, yeah, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's going to be a new law, and I'm sure all the feed, seed, and fertilizer places are going to have to be checked regularly now. Like, anybody that wanted the stuff wouldn't get it anyway. I mean, you know, it's like banning handguns or anything. You can't ban that stuff. But anyhow, that's where we're going from here. Now, I spent quite a bit of time on the telephone this morning with some of our friends who are involved with the National Animal ID program trying to get the thing stopped. And interestingly enough, it was so funny, we heard from some of the top honchos on this thing, and Ray Cudio, he's so good because he's memorized all of these documents. And he told me just today, and I forgot to bring the thing in here with me, but there's two new documents out. By the way, Jeff, did you get those?
No.
You did not get them. He said he was going to put them on our email. One of them's 100 and some pages, and the other one's 40 pages. And it's called the business approach or something. I can't remember what they called it, but it's all new, and it tells how we're going to have to do this. But hey, stay tuned. We'll be right back because the Missouri Department of Agriculture is coming up with a welcome to the Missouri Department of Agriculture's Animal Identification Program homepage, and then we get a bunch of stuff from the USDA. Hey, it's all new, and it's all just for you and me. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line.
Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Now, I got this information. It all came this morning, and I talked to Ray Cuneo about it. He says there's a business plan out, and I can't remember. I didn't take very good notes. I wrote down here 140 pages, and I don't know if that's for the business plan or the whole shooting match put together. There is a business plan. And then there is a 60-page user's guide coming from the Department of Agriculture. Now, we have not had time to study this. In fact, I have not seen my copy of it yet. But I'm sure Doreen has, and she's working on it, and she will underline all the bad stuff and get on the air with us and talk about it one of these days. But anyway, the Missouri Animal ID Program is accepting voluntary registration of premises. And this thing isn't breeder-friendly. I just now realized that, Jeff. It's cut off one side. You know, we've got all this high-dollar stuff, and computers are supposed to be so wonderful, and then you can't read half what they print. Anyway, information gathered through registration will be used solely for animal health purposes. Critical data will provide animal health officials with necessary contact information to do something, because it's cut off and disease concern. Anyway, they keep talking about voluntary premise identification. Now, in Illinois, there's nothing voluntary about it if you're going to show livestock. All livestock at all fairs must have premises numbers, and if they do not, they will not be able to show. And there's going to be a meeting there coming up during the first week. I believe it's the 9th, but I'm not sure. First part of January, we'll bring you up to date on that. And they have all the experts there. And I started to tell you about Ray Cuneo and the experts, because Ray Cuneo, he gets these documents and he can memorize them. He knows word for word, sentence by sentence, paragraph by paragraph, and what page it's on. And I remember some of the first meetings he went to in Illinois and Iowa. He was asking questions, And these experts now coming from Washington had never read the documents. They don't know what's in those documents. They're the documents, and they say, oh, Farm Bureau takes credit for writing the documents. They say their grassroots people wrote them. But actually, they can't. It's an international thing. We have the same thing in Europe. We have the same thing in Australia and New Zealand. So Farm Bureau's been really busy running around all over the globe getting this animal ID thing going. But anyhow, Ray Cuneo got up and he was debating, and I can't remember, but it was the head guy out of Washington, D.C., on this animal ID. And Ray just pointed out, he says, here it is right here in your own documentation. He said, here it is. Here's the paragraph. Here's what it says. And you know what that dude from Washington said? He said, don't believe what you read. Believe what we tell you. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Can you believe it? Mega is looking for people like you and me. And they can tailor a plan to fit your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call 800-479-0853. 800-479-0853. That's 800-479-0853.
Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states and benefits may vary by state. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. Call 800-479-0853 for details.
And we have returned. Let's make a quick trip to Missouri. Ron's on the telephone. Hi, Ron.
Hi. Hey, I was wondering about this premise registry. I happen to have a farm, but I own some properties in town, too. Now, if I registered my premise, which I'm not going to do, if I were to register it, would I have to register the ones that are in town, too, the houses that are in town?
I would say if you keep a horse in the backyard or a goat or a chicken, you would.
How come they get by with not registering their property when they have dogs, birds, cats, and stuff like that?
Well, it's supposed to be food animals. But if you had a rabbit hutch back there, you'd have to register, yes. There's 17 different... I believe it's either 17 or 27 species that come under this.
Okay.
And I'm not as good as Ray. I don't have these things memorized like he does.
Yeah.
But it includes ostriches and emus and anything that you can eat. Rabbits, for example.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about here domestic rabbits. But yes, if you had a kid in 4-H and you had a rabbit hutch in the backyard, you, according to the books now, you would have to, according to what they want, you would have to register your premise.
Yeah.
And here's the way they're coming at us, because people are, a lot of people say, no way, I ain't going to do it. And just like Doreen told us when we were at Chillicothe the other night, she said the only real way to beat this is just say, no, I will not. And if everybody would say that, they couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. But, you know, I know the foreign... I've worked in cities where the people come in here from out of the country. They're, some of their basic food is like cats and dogs.
Well,
and believe me, I know from experience.
Yeah, we had a family move into one of the local towns here not too many years ago, and...
The cats disappeared.
The dogs did, but anyway, we say the coyotes get them.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're bad about that. But anyway, but yes, it doesn't make any difference. And horse people are going to be in really a gob of trouble, because you can't take a horse any place without what they call a Coggins test. And if you don't have a Coggins test on your horse, you can't go to a horse show, a lot of trail rides. You can't do much of anything without a Coggins test. Then they say any time. Now, here's the approach the USDA is making now. They're trying to get the veterinarians to, if you do a Coggins test, then you have to have a premise registration. If you OCV your calves, OCV is... official calfhood vaccination for brucellosis.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a premise number. Then they want the breed associations, and they probably, and we know they bought off the Angus Association. I can't remember how many hundreds of thousands of dollars the Angus Association got to try to get their members to sign up. But all they have to say is, we can't register your cattle unless you have a premise number. And for enough money, I have found out that the people in this country can be bought. You know, I can't believe that you can just buy anybody.
Oh, yeah.
The breed associations fall for this. The Farm Bureau has fallen for it. The FFA group, what used to be Future Farmers of America, they're now FFA because it is not politically correct to be a farmer.
Yeah.
But still, they've done this with the FFA group. They sent money to Washington, D.C., and I know the fellow that's in charge. He is the national FFA advisor. He was from Missouri. He was over the Missouri Vocational Agriculture Departments here for a while. But these people, they got their hands out. They want the money, and they'll sell this nation down the tube.
Well, they're doing it. And that's because we put the people in office in our state that eventually end up in government, federal government, and we don't watch who we're putting in there, and they change their mind right after you get them in there.
Yeah, they drink the water and smell the air, don't they?
That's right.
You know, I believe it was Ross Perot that made the comment. I'm going to give him credit for it, whether he did it or not. I think it was Ross Perot that said, putting the right people in office, if it's a bad system, isn't going to change things. You can put good people into a bad situation, and it isn't going to change a thing. We're going to have to change the system.
Yeah. Well, the system is, if we put good people in there, they can be bought off.
Well, even the ones that can't yeah. do anything, because they're so much in the minority.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, I don't know what we can do about it. All I know is I'm not going to register mine.
No, all I can say is, for goodness sakes, just say, no, I won't.
That's what I'm doing.
And if you're in a registered Charolais business, which I was, wouldn't bother me a bit to say, no, I'm not going to register my cattle. If everybody would do that, they'd turn around overnight.
Yeah, you're right. But some people are gullible.
See, we could do exactly the same thing with income taxes.
Sure.
If everybody just refused to send in a tax return, what would they do? Arrest everybody?
Well, they'll try to. Maybe arrest a few and set an example.
Well, that's what they, and that's the way they work.
Yeah. That's
exactly the way they work.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call, Ron.
All right, thank you.
Just don't do it, okay? Let's take another break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com. The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more, and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201, or go online at aaminc.org. We all like free stuff. Just the mention of the word free will make most people stop long enough to ask, what's the catch? Well, this time there is no catch. I'm going to give you something free, and there is no catch, really. I want to give you a free sample of my monthly newsletter, The Common Sense Chronicle. All you have to do is ask for it. Of course, what I really want is for you to eventually subscribe to The Common Sense Chronicle, but you don't have to. There's no obligation whatsoever. I can tell you this. I'm not politically correct, and neither is The Common Sense Chronicle, but it is important to be informed, and there's much news to tell. So if you're not a subscriber already, let me send you a free copy of my monthly newsletter. Just send your name and address to Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Or you can drop me an email by going to my website, www.derrybrownfield.com. The address again, Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Show. And here's the star of the show,
the man who's learned age is a very high price to pay for maturity,
Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, back to the Department of Agriculture. Here is a news release. News release, dated today. USDA and its partners. Wonder who its partners are. I guess, Tyson and Archer Daniels Midland and ConAgra, they kind of run the show there in Washington, continue to register National Animal Identification Success System. Nebraska becomes the 10th state to reach halfway point in premises registration. Again, let me define premises. Premises does not mean your land. premises does not mean where you live. Premises does not mean real estate. Premises does not mean your farm. Premises means conveyance. And I am totally convinced, just look it up in the dictionaries, I am totally convinced, if you must, and I don't think anybody has to do it, but if I was going to do it, I would just mark out every place that says premises and write farmland or something other than premises, because premises, as far as I'm concerned, is going to cloud your title. I don't see how it can help do it, and I think it's because the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, the international bankers, have made all these loans, and what they're trying to do is collateralize their loans through our premises, okay? Anyway, the Department of Agriculture has recorded 429,600 premises nationwide. Then they say that all of these states, there's 10 of them or something. Let's see. Idaho, Indiana, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Utah, Wisconsin, West Virginia. They all have 50% registered. I just can't believe that. First of all, 429,600 premises, pieces of property where livestock are kept, I'll bet there's that many in the state of Missouri. That's not many, for goodness sakes. I don't know how they figure this. Just think of all the little rabbit hutches in people's backyards. Just think of all the chicken coops in people's backyards. Just think of all the horses standing in people's stables in people's backyards. You know, that's a great American dream, own 10 acres and starve two horses. They're everywhere. They're literally everywhere. There's got to be more than that. All right. This goes on. Talks about premises registration. But I think they're becoming concerned. I think they're panicking just a little bit because people have had their eyes opened and don't want any part of this animal ID.
Can I tell you about a call I just took here, Darren?
Tell me about a call that you just took there, Jeff.
Well, it was Don, and Don said that he was checking his heating bill with the electric company or some sort of billing nature, and they informed him of the bill for his premises. And he lives in town, and he said, what do you mean premises? What are you talking about? She defined the term as, well, that's your location. Your premises is your location. He says, why don't you just call it location? Well, we call it premises.
Yeah.
So while checking his heating bill in town, he learned that his property / location is now a premise.
See, and I've had other people call with the same thing. Somebody was talking about an insurance policy that was changed. The old policy, and they sent me copies of both policies. The old policy said... I don't know. I don't remember what it said, whether it was location or land or whatever. And then the new one said premises. And she asked me, what should I do? I said, well, why don't you just scratch out premises and write whatever the old one said? I can't remember. She said, well, that's what I'll do. You know, I am convinced there's a reason that they're doing it, that they're changing this. And it is happening to people in town. It definitely is, whether they have chickens in the backyard or not. So anyway, did you know that Giuliani was knighted by Queen Elizabeth? What are you laughing at? The way I pronounce Giuliani?
Giuliani, yes.
Giuliani. How do you pronounce it?
Well, I think the masculine way would be Giuliani.
And Giuliani.
The feminine approach would be Giuliani.
Giuliani.
Yeah, so take your
part. Well, he's kind of
right.
Kind of a crossbreed there anyway, isn't he? Isn't he the guy that cross-dresses?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Let's go with Giuliani. Anyway, Giuliani has been knighted by the Queen. And interestingly enough, the minute I saw that, remember, Jeff, when you came in this morning, I said, look up, see what the Constitution says about being knighted, because you're not supposed to do this, not in the United States. So actually, it's kind of it's a two-way street here. Maybe it's okay and maybe it ain't. I'm talking about legitimately official. But anyway, he received his honorary knighthood from Queen Elizabeth II this past Wednesday, I guess. It didn't give a date, it said Wednesday. he joined an exclusive club with a membership dating back to ancient Rome. Now, here's what our country says about titles of nobility. And you can find a lot of this, but really the Constitution doesn't really say what I thought it said. If you go back and read it, here's the title of nobility. If any citizen of the United States shall, and this is in the Journal of the Senate, page 508, dated 1810. So here's what our founding people, and of course, 1810, they weren't our founding fathers at all, but here's what some of the senators thought at that time. If any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall without the consent of Congress accept and retain any present pension or office from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power, such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States and shall be incapable of holding any office or trust or profit under them. Now, first of all, a citizen of the United States is somebody that lives in Washington, D.C., or the territories, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. You're not a citizen of the United States if you live in New Mexico or Missouri or North Carolina or one of the states. You are a citizen of the state in which you live. Okay, now that was recorded in the Journal of the Senate back in 1810. Now, here's what the United States Constitution says. No state, and I'll look this up, no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters, or mark, and reprisal, or grant any title of nobility. So a state can't grant title of nobility. Okay? It doesn't say that you're not allowed to take a title of nobility. Now, here it goes on a little further. In order, let's see, the Constitution of the United States provides that no state shall grant any title of nobility and no person become a citizen of the United States until he has renounced all titles of nobility. Now, again, they're saying of the United States, and that affects only people in Washington, D.C., and as we mentioned, the territories. There is not in the Constitution any general prohibition against any citizen whomsoever, whether in public or private life, accepting any foreign title of nobility. An amendment of the Constitution in this respect has been recommended by Congress, but it has not been ratified by a sufficient number of states to make it part of the Constitution. So I guess if Juliana wants to be a knight, I guess it's okay. The Queen said he was, and unless he lives in Washington, D.C., it'd be okay. So much for the knighthood. A farm census is coming up right away. Now, I mentioned this just a little bit yesterday, but there's no place in the Constitution that allows this. None whatsoever. The Constitution, and some people will say, oh, yeah, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Right here in the Constitution. Well, read what it says. And I don't have my Constitution in here with me, but I can tell you in my language what it says. It says that a census shall be taken every 10 years, and it has to do solely with the number of people living in a house or on a premises. No, it doesn't mention the word premises. But the people living in a residence to determine how many representatives that area gets to the House of Representatives. That's what it's all about. Now, here we are, again, doing an unconstitutional thing here in the United States. And it is, again, the Department of Agriculture that is gearing up to send census forms to millions of farmers and ranches nationwide. Hey, if there's millions of farmers and ranchers, how come only 400 and some thousand of them make up half of the people that have signed up for the animal ID? Let's take a break. We need one. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Week.
And we have returned. I'm going to very quickly run through this farm census thing because I think it's important. And then we'll get back to our callers as quickly as we can. Stay with us. Hang on, Royce and Bryce and Bruce and Thad and all you other guys. The Department of Agriculture is going to send census farms to millions of farmers and ranchers. Federal officials are imploring farmers and ranchers to fill out the form so they can check the heartbeat of agriculture. Now, they need to know the heartbeat of agriculture so that the multinational corporations will know where to do their operations, in other words. If they want to have a voice in their future, it is that report. Complete it. Get it in and get your message in there. Yeah. This is going to affect business decisions as farmers and ranchers in Monsanto and Tyson and Archer Daniels Midland and ConAgra. Completed farms are due February the 4th via mail or online. What is their situation? What are the issues that need to be addressed? The USDA says the census is a responsibility of all farmers and ranchers, regardless of the size and type of operation. By the way, you know what USDA considers a farm or a ranch? Any place that normally produces or sells $1,000 or more of agriculture products during a year. Anyhow, hey, I will assure you, this is just another gimmick to be used against us. It's not the heartbeat of agriculture that they're concerned with. It's how are we going to be able to buy from them as cheap as we possibly can and sell to them as high as we possibly can. And that's what the multinational corporations are doing, and that's what they're doing through the United States Department of Agriculture. Anyway, let's go to the telephones. Royce in Nebraska. Hi, Royce, you're on the air.
Good morning, Derry.
Yes, sir.
You've been talking about premise ID. It's been on the news media that they're going to fund that to the Department of Agriculture. So I'm kind of wondering if when people sign up for this coming year's program, if that's going to be a term they have to accept when they sign up for the program.
That's good thinking. I don't know.
Because when I've signed up and requested a copy of the full agreement, they can't supply it.
You mean now you're talking about the farm program such
yes.
as, and I've been out of the farm program. I haven't darkened the door of a USDA office for nearly 40 years. I don't even know what the programs are anymore.
Well, it's getting to be less and less, but they have a lot. There's a lot of hidden stipulations that you have to follow that they don't provide. And along with that, I've already got a premise ID unofficially, and I've never signed up.
How did you get yours?
Well,
hey, hang on, Royce. We're going to take a break. When we come back, tell me how you know you have a premise ID. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold rose over 1.5% Wednesday on a weaker dollar and higher oil prices. Gold closed in New York up $12.60 to $824.80 an ounce. Silver rose 16 cents to $14.68. Gold's 27% rally so far this year is the biggest annual increase since 1979. Experts say they expect gold could surge above $1,000 an ounce in the next year, according to TheStreet.com. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Friends, for just $35 a year, you can get the most beautiful magazine in the West, The Paragon, the quarterly publication of the Paragon Foundation. Give it as a gift. Here's the executive director, G.B. Oliver.
It's so very difficult doing what we do, but yet it's the most worthwhile thing in the world. We have the most worthwhile job that we will ever have because I think the decisions we make and the progress we make right now are going to determine whether our children and grandchildren grow up in a free country or they grow up in servitude. Unfortunately, people don't get involved in it till somebody's got them by the throat and taken everything that they own away from them. So this Paragon Foundation is absolutely dedicated to protecting those rights and protecting those properties that you have. And I don't know of another organization across the country that offers some of the things that we offer. I'm proud of it.
So pick up the telephone and dial toll-free 1-877-847-3443 and join the Paragon Foundation today online at paragonfoundation.org.
And we're back. Royce in Nebraska, you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you know you have a premise ID?
Well, I got a letter several months ago from the State Department of Agriculture wanting me to give either legal descriptions or directions to where I'm at. And at the bottom it says, well, we've already issued you a temporary number, and it was a 4-digit number.
The premise ID, if I remember right, is like an 8 or something digit number.
Well, but they had said on there they'd already issued, the state had already issued me a temporary number.
I don't know. I don't have any idea. But
well,
they know where you live. I will assure you of that.
I had a friend that brought this to my attention before, and because I just threw away the form without reading the whole thing over, and he said, "Well, we've already received a temporary number."
Do you participate in the farm programs like feed grain and et cetera?
I have been, yeah, in feed grain.
Okay, I don't know. That doesn't sound like a premise ID number though, four digits.
Well, that's with federal, with the farm program. But this was a letterhead from the Department of Agriculture, State of Nebraska.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'd check on it if I were you. Call them up and let's find out what it is.
Well,
you know, my son showed me something. He was home over Christmas. And he said, I bet you don't know this. He said, watch this. And he got on the internet, and I don't know if this is for every county or not. And we were busy, and we didn't go any further than that. But he put in his county, where he lives in North Carolina, and then up came all of the land in that county and what it was valued at as far as the assessor was concerned. He could put in someone's name, and it would show every piece of property that they owned and what it was assessed at. It even had maps showing exactly where the lines were according to the satellite thing. I just couldn't believe it. Now, I don't know, but I'll bet if it's in North Carolina, it's wherever we are, too. I bet you can do the same thing here at home.
Well, we've gotten county directories that show the ownership for each piece of land in every section.
But does it show what they're assessed at?
Well, this directory wasn't designed for giving the assessed values, but I wouldn't be surprised at that.
Okay, hey, thanks for the call. I'd check it out with your AC office. Okay, Bruce in Illinois. Hi, you're on the air, Bruce.
Yeah, Derry, at a recent big Farm Bureau meeting in Chicago, excuse me, on the ticket, the Farm Bureau was debating whether or not we should have electronic identification health papers for livestock. And what they actually want to do, what the Farm Bureau is going to push now, is that we have a photo ID health papers where every animal that you transport has a photo picture of it that is used as a bill of lading to transport livestock across state lines.
How would you get a photo ID of a potload of yearling steers?
Well, you're supposed to take a picture of each one of them individually and then submit that as part of your health papers when you haul them across state lines.
And they're all black, and you couldn't tell one from the other if they were out where you could sort them with a gate.
Well, you know, Derry, you and I might know that, but evidently the Farm Bureau doesn't. But this was probably the last Illinois Farm Bureau newspaper I'll ever get, because I'm no longer going to pay them any money.
Hey, could you send me a copy of that?
If I can find it again, I will.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to see that.
That just recently happened.
Okay. Hey, we are totally 100% almost out of time. Again, we will be broadcasting over the holiday, both New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Don't know what we're going to do, but we'll do something. So we'll be there. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
with